the rest of the story. Ladies, a question. Who was the world's most irresistible male sex symbol? John Barrymore? Rudolph Valentino? What about the contemporaries, Newman and Redford, more recently Patrick Swayze? Well, if a personal favorite is clouding your objectivity, think of it this way. Would you give up everything? Would you give up everything just to be near him? Ah, you say that's a little too drastic. Well, one man I can think of actually exercised that kind of power over women. Such was the magnitude of his charisma that women sacrificed everything simply to serve him. No, he was not a religious figure. He was a musician, and what he possessed might well have been the most extraordinary sex appeal of all time. Biographers attempting to analyze his phenomenal sex appeal have carefully traced and examined even his earliest relationships with women. And we see the lady killer emerging as a lad in his late teens. A gifted pianist, his most influential teacher was a woman. Quote, "I was the body on which she tried her experiments," end quote. The charm of his piano playing touched the hearts of women everywhere. But more powerful still than his artistic achievement was that natural, indefinable animal magnetism. Soon letters of admiration began pouring in from far and wide. Some appear to be outright propositions. "Come spend the weekend with me," they would say. Many of these invitations, well, many of them were accepted. In Paris, his name was linked to a list of countesses. Women of wealth seemed particularly attracted to him. And yet, if all of this attention pleased the young musician, he was not dependent upon it. One day, he fled. Surely now the winding trail of broken hearts would come to an end. But no, even to his hiding place, far from the glitter of polite society, the women came, and some of them were allowed to stay. Of course, he reminded them things would be different now. He would be their benevolent dictator. They would follow his orders in unswerving devotion. They would leave behind all of the luxuries to which they'd become accustomed. They would commit themselves to his service. But the ladies did not flinch. One of them expressed it as a privilege to purify herself in his holy burning fire. That is a quote. His detractors used less flattering words to describe his power of enticement. Some called it disgusting, depraved, shocking. A visiting journalist once called his women monsters, called the situation in general unhealthy. And yet, to bottle what he had would make a chemist a millionaire. Those who have studied his life admit his success was to a great extent dependent upon the women who flocked to him, and yet the success of which they speak had nothing to do with music. For the handsome, demonstrative musician had a higher ambition, and he employed his overwhelming charm, even into his 90s, to recruit aid for the realization of a dream. For you see, the young man whose artistry at the keyboard thrilled women from Paris to Strasbourg, the darling of society, conqueror of the hearts of many countesses, was also the magnificent humanitarian physician whose charisma lured women from the comfort of their homes to the teeming jungles of equatorial Africa. Albert Schweitzer. Albert Schweitzer. Now you know the rest of the story.